in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This beginning of these services, we can join our hands in and prayer, in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy Father, beloved Father in heaven, from you in our lives we have received everything, the light, gift of life, our health, our home, our well-being. You have provided also this day for us, where we can gather together here in this Opisto Hill to begin our Opisto services. Beloved Father, we want to thank you that you allow us to come together in front of your holy word to study it, to hear, and to especially to hear that which you wish to tell through your word and to teach through your word. We thank you. We thank for each other, for our family members, for our friends. We thank you for brothers and sisters that you have given to our beside us on this journey of life, and especially on this way of heaven. Thank you for giving us your beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, onto this earth to live as a person's life, a human life. Thank you for listening to us, and that you have fulfilled your promise. He suffered and died, and you woke him on the third day. We ask that this miracle could waken us, trust in believing, brighten for us the word of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, so we could receive strength from that to believe and live and make journey towards heaven. We ask for your blessing, and we know everything is in your hand. We trust in this, that you, as your promise, will be with us and close to us. You lift and carry, and you call also those which walk without this grace in this their lives yet. Beloved Father, speak. Your servant hears. Give everything in these services to happen for the good of the work of your kingdom. Thank you for calling us to this work in ourselves being weak and faulty and sinful. Thank you that you have given grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we have received and can still believe in him, even in this moment, our sins forgiven. In your name, amen. Dear guests of the services, here in this tent, also at the end of the speakers, or listening from speakers, your invited guests, everyone that's participated in working and building these services, those that are working now, younger children, older, all ages, brothers and sisters. It's a great joy this morning to be here in this tent in front of you, even though at the same time at this location I feel large or strong weakness. I thought about this opening speech, and many times have thought and prepared to read the Bible and pray. Then I thought that last evening and afternoon we were able to got a message to be prepared for that there may be poor weather. And in the evening there was a storm, but the storm came at a different time than was awaited. And there was an estimation that another storm would also come later in the evening or at night, almost. But it doesn't seem like that came at all. It's nice to follow how the preparations are done here. It's important matter. And I thought to read now for this morning moment from 5th Luke. And the words are in Jesus' name. When Jesus one day, Jesus stood near the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would trust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out to the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and we have Simon answered unto him and said, Master, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, thy word, I will let down the net. And they had done this. They had enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the filled ships. They began to sink. And Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he astonished, and all that were with him, and all that drawed fishes, which they had taken. And so was also James, John, and the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. The text I had thought and came back to this text that was first in mind. This gospel text is comforting, and at the same time, it shows God's grace. as being so powerful, God's power in front of a person, the person falls to their knees. It's a picture of a great great moment of teaching on the shores of Gennesaret Lake, where they have come to hear God's word, the words of grace that Jesus had, which he spoke and which were heard. And people, as they heard, they say, they teach as if he has the power. Jesus had God's power in that teaching and in his words. He did not, with human strength or with human powers, do work or with knowledge, but what he has done, he at his own time got to go to confirmation and to receive that teaching. There's a lot of confirmations here in this summer, even here in Reisjärvi, and there's God's word present in these also, and which we do a lot of work for these as an organization. Opisto work that is done, the leadership of Opisto and the work of Opisto, it's great joy to bring great to greetings to all you guests, and especially thank you for those who have worked to prepare these services. And to bring that prayer at this moment, that God, you can bless our services. And this blessing is far-reaching, that we may not understand it all. We may think about it, about that our organizational efforts are blessed, that everything is organized, and there's food being served, and there is places to wash up, and everything works, and it's good and safe to move around. But the most important reason why we build these services reminds me of this testament of these opistos, the testament that was made to this foundation of this opisto, that even if one was to be saved, this meaning for these services is that we proclaim that what Jesus has proclaimed and started his work, and then did about 3 years in his professional time. God's kingdom has come nigh. Turn and believe the gospel and repent. Here we can listen to this encouragement. We are encouraged to believe here and to trust in God's promises. Here in your heart, can cleanse your heart through the gospel, which cleans and refreshes and lifts and carries, and we can with faith believe on take a hold of to this promise. Jesus saw on the shore two ships. There were equipment of the fishermen. They were separating the nets, washing the nets. It was night, but they had worked all night. They were washing the nets afterwards. This work we can do all of us that are speakers have been asked to work in this role, it's important that we can believe all sins forgiven and we live from this gospel. It's important for all of us, but we all have the same task. All this highest, through the highest priest, every child of God as the individual gift that can be blessed to another, bless the sins forgiven to another. Martin Luther spoke of the golden time. This is a golden time which we now live here in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is in our midst, and we can be in this kingdom and bless one another. In our personal faith, one can make it one day to heaven, not through one's own abilities or knowledge or experiences. It's Jesus took up the picture of a small child. There were these toddlers, could say, child that is in a parent's lap. They are weak and they outstretch their hands towards their parents or caregivers, which cannot take one step alone without help. This is how in front of God we can be, and we are given many possibilities to learn and to develop our abilities, to work, to find our own calling. And it's also one of those purposes of this opisto in Reisjärvi. It helps young ones to prepare for their academic career, to find their own path, and in the midst of the most important thing, which is having the gospel openly available and in the word of God in this time, being surrounded by it. Jesus went into one of the ships and asked Simon to row a little away from the shore and taught the disciples sitting on his hands. This word of God today spreads throughout the world these days through the internet, through data. And God, Jesus is in our midst through his word, and he goes there where he is heard, and he, even there far away, is encouraging, calling, and carrying. And a miraculous thing that we can sometimes feel painfully, that we would like to meet with in the same tent, in the same bench, be with those in the same belief, but it may not be always possible through distances, different status, life phases, situations, sickness, maybe too expensive for the household to travel far for services, work, or maybe other obstacles of life. It's a great matter that we can listen to services there where we are today. But I would like especially to also carry in front of God those which would have in their heart will to be here at the services, but you were not able to make it. You are all in our mind, in our hearts. And that connection between children of God, it is remaining. It's not of human or people's efforts or powers. It's of God's powers, even though there's distances. And there, in the loneful watching place, you can be comforted. You are not alone. But the good shepherd is there with you. When Jesus had stopped his speech and he had asked Simon to row the boat to the deeper water and to lower the net, Simon was a little apprehensive and said, "We've been working all night and we didn't get any fish, but we will lower the net." Simon had been able to see personally that Jesus had helped his mother-in-law to help her be healed, and wanted to follow Jesus and the disciples. It's interesting how our situation can be different. When it is possible, we want to serve in our own congregations, in God's kingdom, there where we have been, in that task that we have been given. We want to serve, and it's a joy to see how even small children here are ready to serve and to together do work. It's important matter. We can also may have challenges in life. We can remember how God has taken care of us to this day. And it may feel that one's own work is not necessary, or what is its meaning? What is the meaning of it in the bigger picture? Is it useless? Here in this fifth verse of this fishing story, talking about this whole world where God's work of God's kingdom is being done. There's one child of God, one speaker is a large work field. Through God's children, he works in his own ways. Through each servant's speaking turn, we want to do it as for God, not for person. We serve also our neighbors, our nearest. We ask for God's will and a humble mind so that we could act as it is God's will, to speak that which God wants us to speak, and to also, in challenges, to turn to God's will and act as in that way, as in this day that God, the church calendar says this week, is we should love one another and be ready to be gracious to one another and to forgive one another. And that gospel text is used for this sermon. It is reminding us that God has given the prophets and the apostles, which we can read about through in the Bible, and has also seen us to do this grace work. It is God's will. And in this way, we want to act and to be, and not because it is something we are mandated, as the law is demanding. If we live under the law, then everything feels as a demand and a burden. But we are away from the law, but under grace. We can live from grace, God's grace. And that gives us that love and also that courage that we need for different situations. And in this time, especially, this also means if we are asked, think about in our communities the news that we can hear, which speak or touch also this loving church where we, many of us, work in and have responsibilities. We can pray that we can stay in what is God's word proclaimed and what is God's will. We no one would want to change God's will to match that of man's will. God's will does not change. It remains the same. But if persons change God's word to make the mind of human, then they are driven out of the kingdom, and they do not have the comfort that is promised in God's word. This is reminding us about repentance, the importance of making repentance. Peter here does not repent. It is reminding us that God, as he speaks through his word, he calls and encourages and also condemns. In this day, we hear, even you, friend far away, hear this voice. Don't harden your heart, but believe. That those promises that are in the gospel, that are here for each of us this morning, when this God's word goes towards the person, is called from unbelief to repentance, there in one's trials of life, one in weakness can feel God's grace and notice all of a sudden how great is God's love and takes care. They have this feeling in that moment, that as in Peter in this text, when they throw this net over the edge, Peter, Simon's friend, as was directed by Jesus, they get so much fish that their nets are breaking, ripping. They call their friends to help, and they get both boats so full of fish that they are about to sink. This tells about how the amount of fish is surprising to them, and Peter falls to Jesus' feet and falls to Jesus' feet, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." This gospel tells us that all these persons, these disciples that were using the ships, were astonished and in fear. There was Jacob and John, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And through all of them, Jesus said, as we say today, I think about it for today, to having come to this place, don't fear, you are a fisher of men. And you are fishing with that net which God, is God's word, and that word wakens the Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit in the God's kingdom, in your own work, you are not in your own work, but in God's work. And when that work of the fisher is such as today, that the fisherman takes his haul, the fish dies, and then is prepared for food. Here, in these services, we have the nets out in the water so that we could get live catch. It's a picture that which is in the world that does not believe is spiritually dead, and he comes to live when he makes a repentance, receives the grace of repentance, and gets to gain entrance to this God's kingdom. It is a great miracle always when this can happen. These kind of news we can hear, it wakens in our heart thankfulness, and at the same time, that prayer, that with the one which can start on this new journey, that who has lost their childhood faith and has received repentance, that God could preserve this person to simply believe, to give courage and the necessary means to live and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and to follow us, as we say often. God's kingdom, God's family is making journey towards heaven, and even today, beloved guests of services, you can believe all your sins and doubts, temptations forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, we preach forgiveness of sins. Jesus has asked to, has given us the will, and sometimes maybe our own courage seems in front of preaching this word that it's not existing, but we speak of that which we live, this gospel which gives us hope and bears joy, reminds us these services, he is our joy. Our joy is God, that has loved God this world so much, that has given his own son, that any who believe in him should not be lost, but would receive everlasting life. We are not living for this temporal life. Those matters of this temporal life, they are just of this time, but we are living for heaven. Still, in this, the end of this speech, I would like to thank all organizations, companies, landowners, Reisjärvi residents, workers that have in different ways joined this effort. The message that we have received is that we have received, that is how, what it's like to work together here in Reisjärvi in this Hope you're still here. The messages have been good. The working together has been good. It has the collaboration has been good. Thank you for you all. I would like still to ask, may I believe my own sins and doubts and temptations forgiven. I wish to believe together with you and want to remind if there is someone here in this tent listening or on the service site or at the end of the lines, this same grace belongs to you. Maybe you who have searched and wanted God's peace onto your heart and onto your soul, you can believe through the Savior's grace work, all sins forgiven, even the sin of unbelief, every sin that weighs your mind, you can believe it forgiven. In Jesus' name and atonement blood, you can be blessed and comforted as we here all can be together traveling. In Jesus' name, amen.